Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia. Today in both first and third readings, the Jewish nation has rejected Jesus and in fact killed him. And we know this, but we are not meant to point fingers to them, the Jewish people, and blame them, and totally exonerate ourselves from the picture, while in fact we too have rejected Jesus and have killed him in a different manner because of our sins. We are all guilty of this, especially when we sin deliberately. And sin is so prevalent in us that we sometimes fail to see it. To be a follower of Jesus, we must love God with all our heart, with all our mind, and we should love our neighbour as ourselves. In fact, it is really we love our neighbour as we love ourselves. In fact, that is what has been neglected maybe for a long time, the love of ourselves, a healthy love for ourselves. How many of us can say that we are completely happy within ourselves? Our looks, our intelligence, our work, our families, etc., etc. There is nearly always a level of dissatisfaction with ourselves and our circumstances. Now, what Jesus should mean to us is we are grateful to Jesus because he has shown his love for us in so many ways, especially by dying for us. No matter how bad we are, he has died for us while we are still sinners. If we really understand what that means, then we can be healed of our tendency to sin. If we reject Christ by not praying and going to Mass and the sacraments, then we are like the people in the vineyard who are described today as casting out all the messengers coming from their master and eventually the Son, all representing the prophets and eventually Jesus himself, who was rejected and killed. The vineyard is our lives, in that we are with our work and whatever we are doing and all that happens in our lives with our work and the people associated with our lives. This is the vineyard. This is our vineyard. And now and again we are sent people in disguise almost, like the poor and those in need, encouraging us to put into practice what we know is the Christian response to everyone, such as we welcome and care and respect and do unto others what we would want them to do for us. And there are so many examples these days how we approach people of a different kind, a different country, a different world. And when they come into our presence and especially live in our communities, we find it difficult maybe to accept them. So we are rejecting him if we reject them. We reject his word by not reading it often. How many of us actually read the Bible? By filling our minds with nonsense, we are rejecting Jesus. And nonsense comes from various distractions that we have in our lives these days. There are practical ways of training to discipline ourselves into a wholesome way of living. And this comes from our second reading today. There are things in this world which are flippant and cheap and attractive to the light-minded. But it is on the things which are serious and dignified that the Christian will set his mind. This is a quote from Barclay's Daily Study of the Bible, New Testament. And again from Mr. Barclay, this world is full of things which are sordid and shabby and soiled and smutty. Many a person gets the mind into such a state that it soils everything of which it thinks. The Christian's mind is set on the things which are pure. The Christian's mind and his thoughts are so clean. And also from Mr. Barclay's daily study of the Bible, the New Testament especially, there are those whose minds are so set on vengeance and punishment and anger that they call forth bitterness and fear in others. There are those whose minds are so set on criticism of others and rebuke that they call forth resentment in others. The mind of the Christian is set on the lovely things, kindness, sympathy, forbearance. So it is easy to be as the ones who did terrible damage to the others in the gospel today, because they were selfish and carried away with the lures of the world, greed, and desiring material things to the detriment of others, and even did murder in order to attain it. Our second reading is the key, really, to the message of today. And the message is to be watchful and vigilant and protect the treasure we have, namely our faith. And that is and should be what we desire most. Nothing else should matter, really. And if it is not the case, then we need to be reconverted, because there is the root of sin. When we don't see the need to increase our faith, to practice our faith, it's a day-to-day thing and needs our constant vigilance. We are never finished this work. Paul goes further than that. He tells the Philippians to copy what they have heard and seen in himself. Tragically, few teachers and preachers and pastors and priests and maybe bishops can speak like that. And yet it remains true that personal example is an essential part of teaching. The teacher must demonstrate in action the truth which he expresses in words. And one of our greatest teaching to others is the way we live our lives. How we take sickness and disappointments when they knock on our doors. Still, we are not discouraged if we are really Christian and practicing our faith. Instead, we are full of life and hope and peace, even though we are going through sufferings of various kinds. Both spiritually and physically, the corporal works of mercy are the ones that really put that into the practice that we need to do in our lives. Visit the sick, feed the hungry, share what we have. It's how we forgive others, especially those who hate us, and you will have those who hate you, believe me. If you're doing good at all, you will have those who hate you. Forgive them. By forgiving them, we are teaching a great lesson. We are preaching the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that we may be the carriers of good news at all times by our practicing of our faith in this manner. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre, signing off now and wishing you a lovely Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead.